Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Ayin Dalet, as we start the seventh parak of Maseches Psachim, seventh out of ten. If you keep in track, this Masechta goes through Yontif, through Sukkos. We have Psachim, and then obviously Shkalim, the first and only Yerushalmi that daf Yomi does. And then we get to the Yuma Sukkah, Beis Or Hashanah, Titus Megillah, all of the Moikar Chagiga, which takes us basically, that's the year. This year, Tavshanayin Dalid is through Moed. Yavamah starts after the summer, I think, right? Sometime Yontif time next year. That's this year's project. But as we know, today's project is Psachim Dafayin Dalid. That's all we need to focus on right now. Keita Tolanas HaPesach. Now we get into the actual roasting of the Korban Pesach. This perek will not only give us insights into Korban Pesach, but there are a number of general halachas of Hilchos Kashrus that are learned out and taught from this perek. As we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, the two Masechtas where we know the most Hilchos Kashrus from are Chulin and Psachim. Right, we had earlier on Daf Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, we had Tom Kicker, we had Hetem Misarif L'Isser, we had various sugyas there, and this perek is the other place in Masechtas Psachim where various kashrus in general concepts come up. So, and we'll start some today. Keita Tzolanas HaPesach. So how does one roast the Korban Pesach? Mevi'in. So, just as we know, there's a mitzvah to roast the Korban Pesach, as has been discussed before, and one is not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach, to prepare it in any way, to only semi-roast it, medium-rare. It has to be roasted properly and completely. That is the halacha. If you remember the Chizkuni that we have mentioned in the past, the Chizkuni throughout Perek Yud Beis of Parshas Bo discusses how each detail of Korban Pesach was to be margiz, was to prove, so to speak, to the Egyptians that their God was nothing, and to make them angry. And that's why you have the whole Korban. You have to roast, first of all, you have to have the whole Korban roasted. Why the whole Korban? So they could see their God. They could see the sheep. And roasting it, why? Because when somebody's having a barbecue on the block, everybody knows about it. Right? It's not like you're cooking it in a pot. They smell it. And 4 days before, you have to tie the goat to your bedpost. What does a goat do if it's tied to a bedpost? You know, days. Bang! And bleeding. And that's what they hear. So they hear it, and they smell. And when do you do it? Bein Harbayim. When everybody's coming back from work. Right, it's getting dark in the fields, nobody's out in the fields anymore, everybody's coming home. Every detail of Korban Pesach explains the Chizkuni is to, including the fact that it's roasted and the fact that it's roasted whole, which are the two of the halachos that are learned out from this Mishnah, that's all to help us prove to the Egyptians that their God is nothing. So, Ketzat Solon, how do we do this? Ketzat Solon is a Pesach, how do we roast it? Says the Mishnah, Mevi and Shpod Shel Rimon, we bring a pomegranate, a wood from a pomegranate tree. Shpod Shel Rimon, why dafka? That type of spit, we'll have to see in the Gemara. And you stick it straight through from the mouth all the way out the other side. You stick it through, and the entire animal is on the spit. And the innards that we had taken out previously, we put inside the animal in order to roast inside the animal. So it looks whole when you look at it, and the innards go back in. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yosei Aglili says. Rabbi Akiva Omer says, no! You're going to put the innards back in? Okay, once all the inner organs of the animal you don't have to take out. Right? It's there. It's part of the animal. But the innards that were already removed, you can't put it back in because then that's like putting it into a pot. It's like cooking it. And the entire Pesach has to be roasted whole. Kamin Bishuluzet. That would be cooking. Ella, rather, what do you do? Tolin chutzalo. You hang it outside. You hang the innards outside. You put it on top of the animal. And then, in that way, you roast it. And you roast it in that way. Period. There is an interesting Chashuk Yechemed right here, where he was asked that there was a group of people who lived in a bayis mishutaf, in an apartment building, and those are machlokas. What to do with the garden in front of the apartment building? Should you put those, half of them wanted to put grass, not grassy area to play in and to sit in, and the other half wanted to plant fruit trees. Want to plant fruit trees. Who's right? Who wins? Who wins? So is there a halachic difference? You know, maybe the majority should win. So he quotes, nope. If you look in the Das HaKeinim, Mibalei HaTosfos, got a Bekiyas, on the pasuk Sheishanim Tizras Artzecha Shmos Perachav Gimel Medrash Afilu Ein Lo LaAdam Ela Churva Achas B'Tolgino. Even if you have one little area in your garden, Chayev LaAvda B'Chol Yom. You have to work it. What do you mean? V'nira la'rav Rabbi Moshe, dafka be'eretz Yisrael, kedei laharbos hafrashas shumus u'maisrus. Wow. You do something to be marbet shumus and maisrus. There's a kiyum to do that. Says the Medrash, quoted here in the Das Lakanim in Shmos. So tzadkos over him, trees are better. And Eretz Yisrael, trees are better than grass. Grass has no mitzvahs associated with it. Trees have fruit. And then, says Rav Zilberstein, v'shamati migon echad. I heard from a certain rabbi, the yesh mitzvah miyuchedes lintoa atse rimon. Pomegranate trees. Kimavur bepsachim dafayin dalid, mevian shput shal rimon v'tochol tochfiv. So you see, all of Bnei Yisrael are going to need rimon trees. They're all going to need rimon trees. Right? Because that's it. All the other ones you're going to be able to use. Fanotea eitz l'shem matarazu. If you have this kavana, mikayim es ho emuna bebias mashiach tzadkeinu b'mehir v'yameinu amein. If you plant a rimon tree with this kavana of, you know, you want to have the wood? Unbelievable. As it says, the Gemara in Sota, Vayita Eshel, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, Amr Eshlach, Asa Pardis, Vanata Bokomini Megadim. And Rav Yashav says, why didn't Avram Avinu just buy fruit from the Shuk? Why did Dafka plant the tree? No. Rata Lahaskilas Achesin Mishas Netiyah. Like Rabbi Chia did in the other Gemara when he planted in order to make the Klafim. Umistaver, Shem Yesh Ratzon Kazel into a Peiros Kedilchalkam Laniyim, a Peiros Kodmin. But even special to plant the Rimon tree. Okay. To come to the daf today for that, Dayenu. Okay, here we go. So we had the mitzvah of Tzelias HaPesach, and we bring the Shpot Shel Rimon, we stick it into the mouth, and we roast the Karban Pesach whole. Says the Mishnah, second half. Ain't solin es haPesach, lo es haShpod. You're not allowed to roast the Pesach on a Shpod. What's a Shpod? Here it means a metal spit. Can't use a metal spit. It has to be wooden. V'lo ala askel, and you can't use a grill either. Can have a grill and put the Karban Pesach on it. Amar Rebbe Tzadok, Maisa Barebbe Gamliel, Sha'amar LeTevi Avdo. Rebbe Gamliel told Tevi, the famous Tevi Avdo, his servant, Tsei Vitzalelo no Tzapesach al Askela. He told his servant, you know, go roast the Karban Pesach on an Askela. The Gemara is going to ask, isn't that a Maisa Lister? We say you can't use an Askela, you can't use a grill. On the very next story, Rebbe Gamliel says to his Eved, you know, get a grill ready. Okay, but we'll see that in the Gemara, not today. The Shiloh that's asked by the Achronim on this last half of the Gemara is, when did Rebbe Gamliel live? Did he live Bizman Abayis? He was doing Karban Pesach? So the Rishash here says, he doesn't really mean it. He meant they used to kind of act out what used to be done. Says the Rishash. And they used to even call it Pesach. We had earlier now how to call something Kachim. No, he was doing it in the skit. Machmas Chavivuso, Hayakareo Pesach. It was after the Churban Abayis. And therefore, no, it's Lav Dafka, Lav Dafka. Doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. Doesn't sound like it's a fake. So if you look, if you remember back in Vayikra in the Parsha Shir, in Parshas Bichu Kosai, we quoted in the Tziv, in the Hamik Davar. And it's also Rabbi Yaakov Emden I found today. That it Tziv says, even after Churban Abayis, Bnei Yisrael brought Korban Pesach. They still had the Mizbeach, and even though there was no Beis HaMikdash, we Paskin, the Rambam Paskins, Makrivin, Afo, Pishein, Shambayis, as long as you could get the Mizbeach and get out of the other problems that maybe we'll mention, but you could do it. Says the Netziv. That's the Netziv on Perchava Pasuk Laman Aleph, and Asatias Arechem Charba. I will make your cities desolate. Vahashimosias Mikdashechem. I will destroy your Beis HaMikdash. Says the Tochacha, v'lo ariach b'reach nichochachem, and I won't smell your reach nichoach. I won't smell your karbanos. So then it asks, if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, obviously for this v'lo ariach. What's the added phrase of, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and then v'lo ariach, says the Netziv. Da'af al gav da'ha mikdash shomeim, even though the Beis HaMikdash is desolate, they're not there, mikol makom, efshar sheyishar ha'mizbeach bimkomo, u'lahakrav alav. It's possible you can bring karbanos. Even though, right, there is no Beis HaMikdash. Ukimosha haya be'emes, b'churban b'yisheni. Like it was l'maisa after the second destruction. D'mizban churban abayis ad churban betar, says the Netziv, from churban bayis until 150 years later, after betar was destroyed, nechrasha ha'ir, and right, the last bracha of benching was made, shaz nechrasha ha'echal v'neras ha'mizbeach, then the mizbeach was destroyed, up until that point, haya od ha'mizbeach kayam, v'egrivo v'apsachim. And they gave the Karban, they brought the Karban Pesach even after Churban Bayis. Kedisa b'Sanhedrin, shahayu az ma'abrin es hashana b'shol Pesachim. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Daf Yud Aleph, that they were ma'abrin the shana for the Karban Pesach. Mikom makom, lo ariach. But after we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk is lo ariach b'riach l'chochachem. I'm not going to smell riach l'chochach. Why? Now that Nitziv says his own pshat, and that is because Karban Pesach, different than other Karbanos, does not constitute reach nichoach. A special type of nachas ruach that's given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the other Karbanos, that does not exist in the Karban Pesach. So that's what Hashem is saying. I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and you're not going to have any more reach nichoach. You might have Karban Pesach for a little while longer, but you're not going to have reach nichoach. Avo rak psachim ikrivu, delo ksiv be reach nichoach, ma she'enkin kol HaKarbanos ksiv Reach Nichoach, that is the Nitziv. And if you look in the footnotes of the new Hamek Davar, Rabbi Kuperman's son, of Mesha Chachma fame, so his son put out the, Rabbi Yehuda Kuperman put out the Nitzivs. In the footnotes he says, Reach Nichoach mitzayen es amahus ha-sharshis shel toras ha-karbanos, v'das Rabbeinu karban Pesach hu yotze min ha-klal, kasher lo matzinu etzal Reach Nichoach. Right, that's the Nitziv here. It's also the Emek Bracha. The Rav Parmanchik says the same thing in giving Pshat in the Haggadah to the Bracha of Asher Galanu. There's also a line there. We quoted that again in the Parsha Shir in Bechukosai. But this is the Nitziv relating to the Karban Pesach, even after the Churban, and says Rabbi Yaakov ended in Shuvah. That's exactly our Mishnah. Rabbi Galiel was Sharmel Tevi Avto. There was no Beis HaMikdash anymore, but he still brought Pesach. He still brought the Karban Pesach. That's in Chelek Aleph Siman Peites. He says you find that there were various Tanoim that gave it afterwards, either because Haya Adayin HaMizbeach Kayam Begrivu Karban Sibur Inami, or the Nitzit, or the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Sheilos Yaveh, has a different shot. He says maybe they were doing it because Meheber Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Right after the Churban, they didn't know how long it was going to be. They wanted it back. That's why Rabbi Kiva thought that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach, because it was right afterwards. They couldn't imagine Jewish history without a Beis HaMikdash. And it was depression. And right afterwards, 150 years later, okay, maybe that's it. To call Shaita Zimnehu, Umishukhla Pesa Pisom, Vitzarach Lashgiach, Shayu Mitsuyim Osen Dvarim, Arim Lakabar Tzibur, Uvavade Hayazemi Aroil Ososman, Shadain Hayakidish Hakhodish Masalabezdin, Vichulu. And he continues. But that's an important historical note, that it could be that they gave Karban Pesach, they were makar of Karban Pesach, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, once we're talking about the mitzvah of roasting the Karban Pesach, we'll get to soon, whether it's a mitzvah, a los asay, just to mention a fascinating machlokas, which we're going to get back to, but you got to mention it now, because you don't get a better rivet. The machlokas, our Mishnah says that we roast the Karban Pesach whole. Says the Rambam, you roast it whole. Literally whole, meaning even with the Gid HaNosha in it. That's the sheet of the Rambam. There's no Mishnah that says you take out the Gid HaNosha, so you just roast it with the Gid HaNosha. Aye, the taste of the Gid HaNosha might be absorbed somewhere else if you roast it with it. Rambam's not worried about that. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Yud Aleph, Kisha Adam Ochel Es HaPesach, when you eat the Karban Pesach, Chotecha Basar VaOchel, don't break the bones. And when you get to the Gedanoshe, just eat around it. Motzi'o, take it out. Umeinicho im shar hagidim, put it with the other sinews that you're not eating. Everything else you take out the Gedanoshe. She'ein menakin oso kishar habasar, ve'ein machatkin oso elatzolim oso shalim. Our Mishnah. All right, so you have to eat, you have to roast it whole. That's it. Well, you can't do any dissections, right? You just roast it whole. You take out the innards, but Gid HaNosha, you leave in. Says the Ravid. Here it is. Amar Avram, b'chayei roshi, in all my entire life, ein iser gadol mizeh, sheyitzvah ha-pesach im Gid HaNosha. I don't know of any more non-kosher item than having the Karban Pesach with the taste of the Gid HaNosha in it. The im shmeino, with the fat of the Gid HaNosha, the im tarba de tute masni, the im krumo shibarosh. And here's his line, which is even farther than the Ravid usually goes. The im ezke, the ochel Pesach, if I'm zochet to have Mashiach come in my time, says the Ravid, and I'm zochet to eat a Karban Pesach, the yavi lofanai kazeh, and they'll bring me the Rambam's Karban Pesach, Hayisi Chovto Bakarka Lofanov. I'll throw it on the floor in front of the Rambam. I'm not taking any of this. It's my first Rambam Riven. Right? It's interesting that we don't know the personalities of most Rishonim. But every couple of Rishonim, we know their personalities. Rabbeinu Tam, we know his personality. The Riven, we know his personality. They're both, you know, the strong ones. You know, we know their, you see how they write. Right? The Riven is not only on the Rambam. The Riven is on the Rif. Right? Then the Ramban is a man of Shalom. He's always defending the, Kavod HaRishonim. And, okay. And that's the Kesef Mishnah tries to defend the Rambam. Lo Allah das Rabbeinu matil et sloso im chelev shahasr min haTorah. And let me get a nosha. Shem begidah beno sein tam. V'shmeno shem bo Yisrael ashizro kadoshim no'agubo Yisr. See, he explains how it's not a problem. But that's the Rambam Ravid. Maybe we'll get back to that Rambam Ravid a little bit later. A little more alumnus about it. But, yeah.
Wasn't there a discussion? I forget what Mishnah Wood.
Oh, so that's what the Kesef Mishnah just quoted. Right, maybe it's like wood. We had it earlier in this Masechta. In this Masechta, Ein Begidin, that's called Ein Begidin Menos Saint Tam. That there's, it doesn't give off taste. It's usser even though it's like a piece of wood. And therefore, it doesn't give off taste. That's why the Rambam, that's what the Kesef Mishnah is saying, the Rambam is holding. If you hold Yesh Begidin Menos Saint Tam, it's saying, no, it's a different kind of taste. And that's what we had back in the earlier parak when we were trying to figure out what the source is for Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu, about every Yisr Achila, really, is automatically an Yisr Hana. So in that sugya, in Chavdal Chafei, that's where we discuss this. Okay, says the Gemara. V'nesi shamateches, why do we use a spit of pomegranate wood? Why don't we use metal, right? Most spits are metal. The problem is, if you use a spit of metal, then the part of the metal that is outside the animal is going to be heated directly by the fire. It's going to become hot. Metal conducts heat. Then the inside of the metal will become hot, but it will become hot from the other part of the metal, and then it will cook the animal from the inside and not from the fire. It'll cook it from the hot metal, so that's why you can't use metal. And it will be cooked from based on the metal shvud, on the spit, for Achman Amar, Tzli'esh. The Pasuk says, Tzli'esh, roasted in fire, v'lo tzvi machmas avar acher, and not roasted based on anything else. Right, it has to be roasted from the fire, not roasted from the metal. Okay, let's continue, and then we'll get back to that Pasuk. V'nesi shel dekel, so why dafka a pomegranate tree? Why not a palm tree? Aydi de islay shivi mafik maya, v'havik emevushal. Since it has grooves in it, water could get in, and then the water is going, some of the water might cook some of the animal. You need something where there's no liquid. V'nesi shel te'ena. What about fig branches? Aydi de mechalchal, because it's hollow. Mafik maya, also there's water in there. V'avadik imavushal, that's going to cause cooking. V'nesi shel alon, shel churub, v'shel shikama. What are these types of trees? Oak, carob, and sycamore. Aydi de isbe kitri, they have knots. They're not totally smooth. Mafik maya. Also, all of these, the issue is water. Shel rimon ami isbe kitri. Doesn't a rimon tree, where we have one right outside here, isle kitri, right, doesn't have that, have knots on the outside. Shi'i, I didn't have the kavana though when I planted it. I missed it. I lost out. I have to replant it. Right. Shi'i kitri. Right. Shi'i, it's smooth knots. Smooth knots. So therefore, there's no liquid that's going to be involved. V'ibayisema, or benavga barshasa delespe kitri. We're talking about a very young one. You use young wood from a young pomegranate tree where there are no knots yet. Okay. V'ha'ika bepaske. There's the place where you cut the tree. The place where you cut the tree, water can get in there. The place where you cut the branch off the tree. Demafik lebepaske labar. No, that's the part you leave outside of the mouth of the animal. So any liquid would drip down, and it wouldn't be a problem of cooking. Semicolon. Masdichin the Lord Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kishem Sheshpod Shal Er Eitz Eino Nisraf, just like a wooden shpod does not become Nisraf inside, right? The wood doesn't burn up, it's just on the animal. Kach Shpod Shal Matechas Eino Martiach, so too the shpod of Matechas is not Martiach, doesn't boil up, doesn't get hot. Obviously, this is not a machlokas in Metzias. The machlokas is just halachically, even though it's heating up inside, that might not be good enough to be called being heated by the spit and not by the fire. Amru lo, no, see, we, and they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Zecham miksaso chamkulo, zecham miksaso vena chamkulo. No, you feel a piece of wood. If you burn a piece of wood on one side, the other side isn't as burning hot as metal. You touch a piece of metal, right, to try to pick up a pot, they have something boiling it, even the handle is boiling hot if it's metal. And therefore, there is a difference. But our Tana holds against Rabbi Yehuda that there's a big difference between wood and metal. Okay, stop there for a moment. Two important discussions. Number one is the halacha of roasting. What happens if I don't roast it? What if I eat an unroasted carbon? If I eat an unroasted carbon. What if I eat a raw carbon Pesach? So there is a lo saseh, everybody agrees, al tochlu mimenu na, ki im tzliyesh. So, na and mevushal, that's explicit lo saseh in the Torah. If I eat it noah, which is a little bit cooked, and mevushal totally cooked, that's an isid arayis, I'm going to get malchus. But then, what happens if I eat it raw? So that's not explicit in the Torah. Chai in the Torah does not mean raw. But the question is the first half of the pasuk of al tochlu, is that also creating a lo saseh on the ki im tzliyesh? There's a lo saseh to eat it, anything but tzliyesh. That's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi, not Rashi here, but it's Rashi we had earlier. Rashi back on daf mem aleph and beis said explicitly you get malchus for eating a piece of raw karban pesach. That's Rashi. Mishum lokim mishum kiim sliyesh. Rashi on memalef on beis dira maskal aval. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, and if you look in the Rambam, you want to see which mitzvahs they count. The Rambam and the Chinuch only count a mitzvah aseh of eating it sliyesh. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Zayin, the seventh mitzvah, as he goes in the order of the parshias, parshas Bo. Mitzvah Achilas Basar Pesach. He has the mitzvah aseh of eating the basar, and then he has the iser of eating it na umevushal. But if somebody eats it raw, says the Sefer HaChinuch, avo kishu chai legamrei shelo hischul bo ha'or klal. So you're eating it raw. Ein ze bechlal lav dina lo kosol mishematok lemenuna. You know, it's not a lo saseh. The Rambam also does not count eating it raw as a lo saseh. Aval aser midaraisa. It is aser daraisa. Mishum shekol she'eno tzliyesh aser atorav dera klal. It's ki im tzliyesh. But you're not going to get malchus. That's an important machlokas we've shown him. Whether you're going to get malchus for eating a raw carbon pesach, that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch versus other Rishonim. There's much emphasis in this parak, and we've already started with sliyesh. Rav Jolti in the Mishnas Yavetz has a beautiful discussion in Simen Chavdalet and Hilchas Pesach. How did we look at sli? Is sli, if I would ask somebody, tell me the avodos of the Karban Pesach. So we would say, I don't know, it's the regular avodos, Shechita Kabbalah Halachas Rika. The regular avodos. Suggests Rav Jolti that there are sources that the roasting of the Karban Pesach is a chelek of the avoda of the Karban Pesach. It's different than other karbanos. Other karbanos, there's the avoda of the karbanos and the eating of the karbanos. Yes, we had earlier, Bailam, Kohanim Ochlim, and Bailam Iskaprim. Yes, we had yesterday, even eating trumas called avoda in a certain sense. But really, tzliyesh, really how you prepare the Karban Pesach is really not avoda. But there's so much emphasis. This is the only karban that we have a specific way to prepare it. Why is that? Says Rav Jolti, for whatever reason, the Chizkuni's reason, whatever reason, we're not talking about why now, but the description, tzliyesh, maybe is part of the avoda of the carbon. And he quotes this, a number of rayas to this. I'll just read you his lashon. The zelomi dini achilas pesach, shetzorach la'ochlo tzli'esh. Ela kishu mihilchas carbon pesach, sha'abasa lo nitam la'achila rak la'achar shakaran pesach u'tzli'esh. It's a din of the carbon. Maybe not avoda. Din of the carbon, not a din in just how you eat it. Kiva chikar shakaran pesach u'la'achila, hari midini ha'carbon u'shi'tzli'esh v'tzorach gavoha. And he quotes a number of rayas. I'll just quote you once. There's a havamina in the Sifri that it has to be roasted lishma. Lishma, l'shem Pesach. That's the Sifri of Parshas Re'eh. The asisa Pesach shetehei asiyasa l'shem Pesach. Shemaso shalol lishmo pasal. That we've had already, the past couple of times. You can't do the avodah shalol lishmo. Yachol aft siliyaso lishmo. You might think you even have to roast it lishmo. Tamalomar v'zavachta Pesach. Zvicha bechlau ha'is avalama yatzis la'kishin avalomar. Ma zvicha miyuchad ha'shim yishim avodah. So to this. Excluding tzliya. What's the havamina? And what's the maskana? The havamina, says Rav Jolti, is that because tzli is not just a din in eating it. It's a din of the carb, the chefs of the Karban Pesach. Maybe an extension of the avoda. Kamash malon, what? Kamash malon, it's not avoda at all, or kamash malon, no. It's the din of the carbon. You just don't go that far. You don't need lishma. And there are other rayas. Right, a beautiful, the Mishnah, that we, in Zvachim, Daf Nun Vav, right, we say this at the end of Izel Makoman, those who say karbanas in the morning. Right, a Pesach, eino nechol ela valayla, Ve'en on echol ela archatzos. Ve'en on echol ela lemnuyav. Ve'en on echol ela tzli. It's a mission, the fifth parak in Zvachim. I quoted in the past Rabbi Lamb. I once heard Rabbi Lamb say, why do we quote that parak of Mishnayos? Why do we, because we want to say Karbanos in the morning. That's one reason. But is there any other reason? We're saying Mishnayos in the morning because we want to say Torah. So we say the Psukim. We say Ezomakom. And those here are Bishmol. That's Baraisa. That's Gemara. Why that? Rabbi Lamb said, it's the only parak in Shas without a machlokas. It's no machlokas in that parak. The only parak in Shas. I never did the research, but I think that's what he said. But what does it say at the end? Veinu Nechal El Tzli. Ask Tosfos there in Zvachim, Dafnun Vav. There are other halachas of Korban Pesach. Veinu Nechal Ela Imatzas Merorim. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Why does it only say Chatzos, Laila, Limnuyav, and Tzli? What about Matzos and Merorim? Explains Rav Shalti. Because the Mishnah is only telling you dinim of the avoden of the Korban, not just how you eat it. How you eat it is with matzah and marah, that's true. But Tzli is a din of the Korban. And that's why the Mishnah has to say it. He says, "V'nira demastiza k'tani rak mashu midini akarbon pesach haynu she'inu nechal el balayla v'yad chatzos v'lemnuyav v'gam mashinu nechal el tzli gam ke midini karbon pesach mashen ken hada inu nechal el al matzos umroim halozel lo midini guf karbon pesach she'elo shu midini mitzvah zagavra b'achilas pesach she'tzorach lo ochlo matzos umroim." Says Rav Shalti, and maybe that's the sheet of the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say that you don't remove the get anasha beforehand? Because this is a din of the avod of the carbon. You need the entire carbon there. Yeah, okay, you have to add in also in begin the benosi tam. But that's what he suggests. Kibbutz aslias pesach midini a carbon mitzvasu shetzolin oso sholim. Maybe the rivet doesn't. Maybe the rivet holds it's just a din in achila. And if it's din in achila, you got to remove the carbon pesach before the get anasha beforehand. Either way, you can look mishnas yavetz arachayim simin chaf dalid. There are other rayas, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, we continue now. Two dots. Says the Gemara of Nosin as Kara'av. So we had the Machlokas and the Mishnah. Do you put the innards back in, or do you put it on top? Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, Korehu Toch Toch. Rabbi Yishmael held that you put it back inside. And he used to call it Toch Toch. What's Toch Toch? That's onomatopoeia. That's what it sounded like. He sounded when you have these innards cooking inside the Karan Pesach, you're Toch 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 Toch. That's what it sounded like inside. That's what he yells. Rabbi Tarfon, who we learned yesterday was a Kohen. Right, Rabbi Tarfon, Koreyu Gedimakulis. No. He yelled that you put it outside. You put it on top of the animal. It looks like a helmet on top of the animal's head. So he called it the helmeted Gedi. The helmeted Gedi, because it looks like an armor, Gedimakulis, as we had discussed earlier in the Masechta. Tan Rabbanon, Ezehu Gedimakulis. To Asr Lechol Beleli Psachim Bizman Azeh. Which is the Gedi Makulas at Usr, right? We had the Mishnah earlier on Daf Nun Gimel. It's Usr to eat. Remember the story about the man who did it in Rome, and the Gemara asked, is he a great man? Was he just a strong man? Right, that was discussing about Todos Ishromi back on Daf Nun Gimel. But he did it. But what is which is the Gedi Makulas that it's Usr for everyday individuals to eat on the night of Pesach? Kol shit slow kulok echad, if it's whole. That's the Ikar Adin. Remember, there's a minhag to extend that. Maybe even the chicken and the chop meat, we discussed then. But the Ikar Adin, you can't have a whole. Nechtach mimenu aver, if an aver is cut off. Nishlach mimenu aver, if an aver is cooked. Ein zeh gedim ukulas. That's not a gedim ukulas. Because that's to be whole and roasted. For it to be aser. Says the Gemara. Hashta yesh lomar nechtach mimenu aver. If it says, even if an aver is cut off. If an aver is cut off, and then you put it back and you roast it with it, even that is mutter. That's not included in the din. Nishlak mi boy, of course, if you cook an aver, so of course, then you didn't roast the whole animal. So of course, that's going to be mutter, not included in the isser. So Amar Rav Sheshe says, no, sheshalka b'mechubar. The chiddush is that what if you never detached it? It's still attached. So that's a chiddush. The earlier case was if you cut off a piece and then you roasted it. But the chiddush in the second half of the lashon is if you cooked it while it was still attached. Tosfos here discusses that the whole din of shalem, he thinks is a din l'chadchila. It doesn't passel the carbon. Second Tosfos, he quotes the Riva, mitzvah l'kalso, ale mishamachi lo mifso. It won't be passel b'dieved if it is not whole when you actually prepared it. Okay, Amar Rabba, next section, 5 lines from the bottom. Hi, Mul Yisa Sharya. This Mul Yisa is mutter. What's Mul Yisa? Mul Yisa means stuffing. It means, Rashi explains, we are about to get into the sugya of Malicha. Malicha is part of the, not a mitzvah saseh daraisa, but it helps us not violate an isser daraisa. We know there's an isser in Sefer Vayikra of eating dam. Right, it says that a few times in the Torah. Eating dam, eating dam. Rashi quotes two opposite deis on that pasuk. Right, why does the Torah emphasize it so much? Is it because that we're not going to do it anyway, but Hashem wants to give us extra mitzvahs? Or is it that, oh, where there's a taiva, you know, we even have to warn about this. Either way, there's an isra of achilas dam. To prevent the isra of achilas dam, we know the way that we prepare meat, what gets blood out of meat? Malicha, salting. But the mitzias is, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, it depends how you're going to prepare the meat. If I'm going to roast the meat anyway on an open fire, I don't have to salt it so much, because fire also gets the blood out. But if I'm going to cook it in a pot, so then that requires more malicha. So malicha litzli is less than malicha lebishel. Says the Gemara here, Rabba says, if I take some meat that had the minimal malicha done, malicha litzli, and I put it inside an animal, I put it inside another animal, and I roast that whole thing on the fire, it's mutter. It's mutter. I don't have to worry about the inner meat that was only, there's going to be a hefsek, and it's going to get, the blood's going to come out, and it's going to be stuck there. Amalei abaya v'hakabala dama. Why is that mutter? The blood is absorbed. Amarlei, kabolah kach palta. It not only goes out of the inner piece of meat and into the outer animal, it comes out of the outer animal too. It goes in and out, and it comes all the way out. Kabolah, just like it gets swallowed up into the outer animal, so too it drips out of the outer animal, and that's why it is mutter. Remember, this is the second time we had this in this Masechta. We had this earlier in Daf Lamed, in the more common application of Kabbalah Kapalto, that was Hilchas Kashrus, and Hilchas Kashering. Kabbalah Kapalto, however it became Shreif, that's how I have to Kashrut. That's what we had earlier, Hagalah, and Libun, and all the different levels that we discussed then. Okay, so name of Messiah Lay. Let's try to be Messiah and bring a proof to the Shita of Rabbah. The Rabbah says inside its mutter. From where? From our Mishnah. No sin as karav as b'nei avlatocha. Remember the Tanakama Shita? You could put the innards back in. My taima, why we don't have to put the innards back in? Right? We assume it's not totally salted. V'hot la mishum to amrina kabbalah kapolto. Isn't it because of this svara? And that's why it's mutter in the Mishnah. So it's our Mishnah's a riot to Rabbah. The Rabbah says, no, I'm Rishani Hasam. Maybe our Mishnah's different. Since there, remember, the mouth of the animal is wide open, and you got a stick sticking inside of it, and it's facing down. That's why it's mutter in our Mishnah. Meidev daivi, the blood drips out, and comes out, and flows out. That's why it's mutter in our Mishnah. There's no raya to a case where the hole, the mouth, is not facing down. Who says that will be mutter? Who says, maybe it's not based on Kabbalah Kapalto. Maybe it's based on that it comes out of the mouth of the animal. So there's no raya, not a kasha, but there's no raya to Rabbah from our Mishnah. So we try again. Name a Messiah lay. Let's try to prove it from a Bryson Chulin. Halev, the heart. The heart of an animal. Karo, you rip it open. Why is there a unique halach of the heart? Because the heart has more blood in it. Karo, we rip it open. Umotzias damo, we take out the blood. Lo kra'o, if I didn't rip open the heart before I prepared it, karo la'achar bishulo. I could rip it open after cooking it. Rashi says cooking here is roasting it. Even after roasting. Umutter and it's mutter. So why is that mutter? My taima, why am I allowed to rip it afterwards? La vishem darina, kabbalah kapalto. Isn't it because the blood goes in, but it would also come out? So Gemara again says, no, maybe not. Shiny lave de shia. A heart is smooth, so it's less absorbent. Maybe that's why it comes out. But maybe by other cases, like Rabba's case, it would not be true. Stop there for a minute. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Memches, the Isser of eating dam, Shelo Nochal Dam Behema Chaya Va'of. He talks all about different types of dam there, dam beitzim, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later also. We have blood spots and eggs, if we have time, all the different halachas. But then at the end he says, Leficha, harotza lecho basar mevushal bekdeira, somebody wants to eat cooked meat, chivu chachamim lehotzi menu hadam, velo matzu tachbula lehotzio ki im bemelach. The salting is what gets out the blood. Shehu shoev hadam umiyabsho beteva v'kocho ra v'nichnas b'basar. The salt goes in. V'yafilu b'chaticha v'biyoser. Even a very thick piece of meat, it takes out the dam. V'chein hadavar yadua umenuse. This is based on experience. V'acher shadavar kein. Since we know this is the Metzias, an important halacha, mutter lasis kol basar shenimlach kishira b'kadera. Once it's salted properly. Right, it happens sometimes. Sometimes children ask. Right, you buy chicken, you buy this, you still see some red. There's the blood. Right, how we have about it? There's an isser. The imgam achar malicha anu roen shayotu menu ma'adam. Even if you might see some red, ein lo toras dam. Halachically, once you did proper malicha, and if it has a heksher on it that you trust, proper malicha was done, everything after that, it's lost its status of blood. Ela kemechal adom uchashuv, it's like red liquid that's coming out of the animal. Valkayotze bonomar begamara, Rebbe Ploni karile chamar basar umatira. He called it wine of the flesh, and he allowed it. Once malicha is done, period. That's it. It's finished. The usser dam is gone, and this is not dam anymore. And then the chinuch quotes the yesh bibehema ksas evarim shel ribui dam. There are some parts of the animal, some organs of the animal that have that are known to have a lot of blood in it. Shebohem noagu kol Yisrael lahotzi adam shebohem bekacha eish. There are those, some parts of the animal, the liver, the heart, that, you know, you do extra. That's the minhag. Uminhagen, he quotes, the moach, the brain. Va'kaved. Solonoso ma'at ala eish v'yakach v'vashloroso. Bein sheyir to the vashlo b'vdei asman o'en basar acher. Uminhagen sheyizor torehu. Avar obishlan v'michal licha levad akol mutter. Okay, so he talks about the halachas of malicha. But either way, you see the heart has special halachas, right? Like here. Like our Bryce has said, the heart has special halachas. Okay, weiter, fifth line, v'haravin, but 1 second. So remember, we're discussing the sheet of Rabbah, who said you can put the meat inside the other meat and nothing to worry about. V'haravin, saba, tafle, ahibar, goes on the Rav. Ravin, saba. He breaded a certain dove to give Rav. He breaded it, and then he roasted it. So it's kind of like Rabbah's case. You put a layer around. And then he gave it. The Amar lay, and Rav answered him when he got this, Imaili tafle, oh, if it's good breading, havli eveichel, give it to me. I want to eat it. Right? So, that's a raya. Right? That's a raya. Rav says, as long, I want to eat it. If it tastes good, I want to eat it. So you see there, even though something's inside, we will say, kabola kapolta, the blood will go out of the inner thing and out of the outer thing. So Rav says, no. Hahi besmida, the mifrer. It could be that case was where the outside breading was fine flour, which is so thin it for sure came out. But in a regular piece of meat, you wouldn't say that. Ay, v'harava ikla lebe reish galusa, v'taflu be'barava. Avza, similar case. Rava came and breaded a goose. Amar ilo dechazise dezig kezusa chivra. But there he said, there's going to be a kasha. If I didn't see that the outer layer was as clear as white glass, or clear glass, lo achli mina, I wouldn't have eaten it. The is, so that's so, it has to be clear. The is, akadai, the kabola kach polto. And if you say Rab is right, then no. Right? When you put it over fire, the inner item spits out, and it spits out from the outer one too. My arikizik, why do you need it clear? Afilo kilo zignami. Even if you wouldn't be clear, Rabba just makes the statement. Kabola kach polto. He answers the Gemara, no. Over there too. Hasam bechivarta deshara. There it's regular white flour, so it's extra thick. So both stories, they're not the regular case, right? It could be very thin, that's all right. If it's for sure mutter. Very thick, then it's for sure usser. So the regular case, the hilchasat, lamaisa, dismida, if you have the fine flour, bein asmik, bein lo asmik, sharya, whether it turns red or not is mutter, because you for sure came out, and this red is just like we saw, the wine of the animal. Dechivarta, if it's the thick white flour, izik kezuzah chivra sharya. If it's very clear, it's mutter. Ilo asir the shar kamachim, and all the other flours, it depends. Asmik asir, lo asmik shari. Period. Three more lines, and then we'll mention something else. Hi mulyasa. So now let's talk about this filler, the stuffing that Rabba was talking about. Manda asir. If you say it's asir, meaning against Rabba, afilu puma lasachas, you would asir it even if the mouth is facing downward, because you don't hold of kabbalah kachpolto. And it's not directly open to the flame. Uman deshari, but Rabba says mutter afilu puma la'el, even if the mouth is now down. V'hilchas amul yasa shari afilu puma la'el. And we pass on its mutter totally. Period. One other ha'ara, not directly related, but it's a good place to talk about it. So this breaded chicken that he said, so Rav says, okay, we spoke about it, it was mutter asur. What bracha did Rav make on that? What bracha did Rav make on that breaded bird? What bracha do you make on schnitzel? Well, this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. What bracha do you make on it? So this is a major discussion in the poskim. In the Zos HaBracha, Sefer on Birchas HaNanin, so he talks that Rova poskim, right? What's the problem? The rule is, usually, the Gemara says in brachas, Kol sheyesh bo mishiva mi-chamesha saminim, chayev levarich alem borim in emezonos. Usually we say the five grains are not batel. They're not batel. Oats, wheat, barley, spelt, rye. But they're not batel. So what about schnitzel? You have breading on it. So there are three exceptions. One of the exceptions, Tosfos mentions in the sixth parak of Brachas, if the flour is only there to hold the other ingredients together, like sometimes when we make meatballs, we put some flour in to hold the meatball together, you make a shahakol on meatballs. There's flour in there. No, it's just to hold the other ingredients together. And that's why the poskim that say to make a shahakol on licorice, the flour in there is only to hold it together, number one. Or others say, another heter is if it's only there as a spice, if it's only there to give it flavor, that also might be that it's batel, it's not chashev at all. And that's what many poskim say about schnitzel. Even though you're right, it gives it some texture also, you like the crunchy outside, and you know, why am I getting a schnitzel and not grilled chicken? Right? Why am I eating that? But still, Rova poskim say that if there's a nice piece of schnitzel, a nice piece of chicken inside the thin layer of breading, one will make a shahako, because that outside is considered tafel. If somebody has the type of, sometimes the artificial, not the artificial, the frozen, you buy it in a store, schnitzel, where there's a lot of breading and very little chicken, then you probably make a mezonos. Again, there's flexibility in Hilchas Brachas, depending on the case. But let's say other types of breaded items, most poskim say in many of those cases you'd make a mezonos. For example, onion rings. There's a lot of breading most of the time on onion rings. Or any of the vegetable nuggets that are very common in Eretz Yisrael, even a little bit of Chutz La'aretz. So there's, first of all, there's flour inside there, but also there's a lot of breading there. So in those cases, more poskim say mezonos than not. But either way, I want you to ask the Rav to ask what the Hilchos Brachos, again, there is flexibility. That's what he quotes here on page 108. Dina Schnitzel, he says, Kiva Shamate ba l'tavel ulolapes as minna shebifnim v'mishamish kemelach ala basar. And therefore, he says, I would make a shahakol. And this is only where it's thin. But if you have a very thick breading, then it's a good chance I would make a mezonos even on those. But again, it depends on the case. But this was about, we don't know what Bracha Rav made. But either way, that was the discussion. Yeah.
You just said now that Haim Ul Yosef, the Manda also Philip Kumulatahas, even the one who says up, even if it's.
Right, we said the Mul Yosef, yeah, but up, you're asking the top line of the Gemara. Yeah, Maid of Divey. So I was thinking about that. Why is it? The question was, we just said here, the one who matters even if it's facing up. And we said earlier, the one that answers, but I don't think there's a stira, because there the Gemara only suggested that, oh, here it's facing down, just to say why the Mishnah is not approved to Rabbah. Wasn't like answering Akasha. We said, isn't the Mishnah approved to Rabbah? Right. And we said, no, maybe our Mishnah is different because it's facing down. But Rabbah himself might hold even if it's facing up. Right? The Mishnah doesn't have to bring be a raya to Rabbah. That's all the Gemara was saying. The Gemara wasn't saying something absolute earlier. So the Gemara, and here we're just saying, Alach Lamaisa. Rabbah would say, Hishita, that it's mutter, even if it's facing up. The Mishnah is not a riot to him. One way. That's
all the other ones. The one who says it's usher even if it's facing down.
The usher is facing down. So there it sounds like it's mutter. If it's facing down, it's for sure mutter. Right, right. But I don't think Mar wasn't saying that as a definitive. It was just saying that as a rejection of the riot.
That's what they did.
Right, in the Mishnah. The Mishnah.
That's what they did with respect to the Pesach.
Well, that was the machlokas of the Mishnah about maybe you put it, we put it outside. We put it outside. Okay, let's continue. Finishing up the last section. Umsa bay umizraki, other types of meat. Umsa is a piece of raw meat. Bay'e are the batesim of an animal. Umizraki and certain arteries. All of these also have blood in them. We'll see what case is exactly under discussion. But either way, pligi bar Ravacha v'Ravina. There's a machlokas about these three, between Ravacha and Ravina. What's the machlokas? We'll see soon. But first, the Gemara has a parenthetical statement. Becholatar kula, whenever in all of Shas, whenever you have some machlokas, Rav Acha and Ravina, sometimes you'll say there's a machlokas. One says this, one says that. You should always know, Rav Acha l'chumra v'Ravina l'kula. Ravina is always the mekel one. The hilchzak Ravina l'kula. And we always pass on like Ravina. Lakula. Lebar mehani tlats. Except for these three cases that are under discussion now. Derav acha lakula veravina lachumra. It switched. Vilzak rav acha lakula. But we still paskin lakula. So we always paskin lakula in any machlokas between them. Okay, that was parenthetical. Now we get back to the case at hand. Hi, each one separately. Hi, umsa. What's the case on the discussion? The asmik. If you have a piece of raw meat, the asmik, that is reddened, and it's clearly reddened from an external source, meaning blood came from another organ, and now is on it. Chatchei umalchei, if you cut it and you salted it, afiluk de'erashari. You could even cook it, because you did everything you had to do. You cut it open and you salted it. Shabde bishpoda, or if you roasted it on a fire, shari, made of dayif. That's also much because all the blood would drip down. Achte agumri, what if you just put it directly on coals? That's the machlokas. Pligi ba ravacha v'ravina, charasa v'chad shari. That's because there's no place for it to drip, right? It's sitting on the floor, on the coals. Manda asar mitzmas samis. The one who says asr says because it shrivels up on the coals. Uman deshari mishav shav. The one who says mother, no. The coals absorb the liquid that goes out. The hilchos are mishav shav, and we pass in lekula. We're going to have the same exact discussion three times here. That was by the umsa. V'chein beye. Now we have by the beye. Chatchinu umalchinu. If you cut them and you salted them, afilu lekadera sharyin. If you did everything, you salted them, then it's mutter, even to cook it. Talinu bishbuda. If you roasted them, sharyin, made of dayim. If you roasted them over a fire, it's mutter, the blood drips out. Achtinu agumri. If you roasted it on coals, pligi biravacha v'ravina, charasa v'chad shari. Manda asa mitzvah samis, manda shari mishav shav. Same exact machlokas, and we'll paskin lakula. V'chein, third one, mizrake, if you have certain arteries of the animal. Chatchei umalchei afilu k'dei rashari. If you cut it up and salt it, it's mutter. Talya b'shvoda, beis hashchita l'tatoi. If you put it on a spit and you face the mouth down, mutter mei davdaiv, it flows out. Achtei agurmi, if you put it on the coals, pligi ravacha v'ravina. That's again the machlokas ravacha v'ravina. Chad asar v'chad shari. One says mother, one says asar. Man da asar mitzmas samis. One who says asar is because it shrivels up. Uman da shari mishav shav. And the one who says mutter because it goes out and then it's absorbed by the coals. V'hilchasa mishav shaiv. And lamaisa we hold mishav shaiv that it gets absorbed. One final section. Hi umsa de ismik, blood, a piece of meat that has blood oozing out from it. Chalyei. What's chalyei? Rashi has two days. Either it means the gravy, the liquid that comes out, or it means you wash it in vinegar afterwards, and what color the vinegar is. So either way, chalyei, usser. The chalyei, the vinegar or the gravy of this piece of meat that was oozing red, is usser. Lo asnik, if it's not red, chalyei shari. Then it's mutter, this liquid. Ravina amra, feel lo asnik nami chalyei usser. Even if it's not red, it's going to be usser, this vinegar or this liquid that comes out. E efshar delespe suriki dama. There's got to be some blood in there. If you didn't do the proper malicha yet, and therefore it's going to be usser. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. By the second to last line, by Omar Leh. A little more? Okay, a little more. Omar Leh Marbar Amei Melar Avashi. Abba Megamale Gemue. My father used to drink that vinegar. Used to drink it. Ika da Amre Rav Ashi Gufi Megamale Gemue. Or Ravashi says, Ravashi himself drank it. Right? It's a question, which one? Obviously they hold the mutter line. Omar Leh Marbar Amei Melar Avashi. Abba Hai chala de chalet be chad zimna sulo tani chalet be. Once he scalded it or soaked it in vinegar, whatever the process was, to get out. There's another way of getting out blood. Once he did it once, he didn't do it again. He said once is enough. Maishna me chala mitama de chaltinan be. Why? Once you, I'm sorry, rephrase that. I said it wrong. What vinegar that you used once, he wouldn't use again. Once the vinegar was used once to be moshech the dam out, he wouldn't use it again. So now the Gemara says, Maishna mechala mitamha. What's the difference between chala mitamha is naturally weak type of vinegar? Dechal tinan bay. What's the difference between the first type of vinegar, which is strong vinegar, you use once, it's weakened, you wouldn't use that again, but he would use naturally weakened vinegar? Gemara said, no, hasam isilikiyua de perbeine. There, the sharpness, the natural sharpness of the vinegar exists. You're right, it's less sharp than others, but its natural sharpness still exists, and that's strong enough to draw out the blood. Hacha lesilikiyua de perbeine. But here, it's not ba'en. Once it was used once, it's a tainted, it's affected, and therefore, it wouldn't be able to be used. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, again, this is tomorrow morning's daf. We'll have shir again tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we'll do Tuesday morning's daf, and then Hashem Erev Rosh Hashanah we'll do on Erev Rosh Hashanah morning. We'll make a time. And again, just to be mefarsed to the Am, as we've said many number of times over the past couple of months, this is a good time first to thank everyone for who has taken part in our building campaign, in our building our Mikdash Ma'at here in Eretz Yisrael, to create a home for the Daf Yomi. And those who haven't, before Rosh Hashanah is a wonderful time to partake in our mitzvah. Please, if you want to participate, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org, the whole OU listenership that we call the Daf Yomi family, feel free to participate and join us in this great mitzvah. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.